I know that your life took on many twists and turns after that, but I'll have to come to a close and ask you a couple more questions. If you look back now on your time in Scotland, what would you say were the high points of your life here?
Funnily enough, I became very friendly with the librarian, who was an awfully nice person, Eileen Ryan, Irish, who introduced me to youth hostelling and took me in 1947 to Skye. We cycled all the way to Skye, although part of it we cheated. We took the train from Fort William to Mallaig, we took the boat from Mallaig to Portree, and we took the post bus from Portree to Staffin. And then we walked over the Quirang over to Uig and back again, and then cycled all the way back to Cailarkin and then took the boat. So if I fell in love with Scottish scenery.
Now you certainly don't sound German anymore. Do you still feel continental?
I feel European, yes. I'm in this present mode of I feel Scottish. I mean, I tell everybody how wonderful Scotland, tell them where to go and where to stay. Proud to be Scottish, proud to be British, but still, since I've been drawn back into AJR,
The Association of Jewish Refugees.
I feel continental.
Got a lovely son and daughter, and you
Yes.
also have grandchildren as well, which I think is wonderful.
Oh, yes, well, okay. When I became pregnant, just like my mother, Fred said to me, "If it's a boy, what should we call it?" And as I knew he was devoted to his father, who had died 2 years previously, I said, "Well, his father was just Willie Goldschmidt." So I said, "Well, Willie, of course, but he must be William, you know, on his birth certificate." But when he went to Hutchie, the headmaster simply said, "You know, what's he called?" And I said, "Well, Willie." So his headmaster then said, "Well, he'll be Willie here as well." Anyway, Willie came first. And then when my daughter was born, of course, I named her Ellie after my mother, although she's Elinor, Elinor, but she's Ellie after my mother. And then, so Ellie has five children in Israel, four of which have been to the army, and the youngest is just getting ready to go. And Willie also married out, a nice lady who's had three children before, but anyway, gave him two wonderful daughters.
Which is lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We've thoroughly enjoyed speaking to you.